Hey guys, my name is Rita B and welcome to my podcast, Faking Adulthood, where we talk all things about absolutely nothing because we don't know what we're doing. We don't know anything. Anyways, every week I'll be having a different co-host and we'll be talking about life and love and things and every single thing in between. Today, my co-host is Kalani. Woo! Cheers, Ross! Excitement! Oh my day, it's Alani! Oh my god! Oh my god! Woo! Thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having me, Rita.
Took you a long time to get here.
Mabinu.
Took a long
time. I've already apologized.
But you got here in the end.
I haven't allowed you to eat as well.
Oh, please. Alani got here a little bit late today, guys. But it was actually for a good reason.
Yes.
A real adult reason.
Yes.
Could you share with us what the reason
Plumber, was? Plumber had to come to my yard. You know they give those windows where it's just like between this time to this time and it's just like, no.
Yeah.
Give me a set time that you will be there. Yeah. But they're just like, oh no, they're in the neighborhood already. So, you know, it'll be around this time to this
Honestly.
Time. So, yeah.
You see those set time things, yeah? I always find that like, when you're, so I do it with Asda, for example.
Yeah.
And they will be like, oh yeah, we're going to come between 10 and 12.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hoping it's going to be like 12 so I can like sleep or whatever. But it's always when you don't want them to come on time. That's when I'll be there at 10 o'clock on the dot.
So be the oddest.
10 o'clock.
Literally.
Yeah. And then when you need them to actually be on time, that's when it's the other end.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why it works out like that. It's so weird.
It's very weird.
It's very, very weird. But you're here now. And that's all that matters. So welcome.
Oh,
man. Welcome to the show.
Hey.
Guys, whilst I have you here, I'm actually going to do this early. Yeah. I need you guys to share, subscribe, tell a friend, because I don't want to be your secret lover. Yeah. So quickly do that before we get on with the show, because you're already going to love this episode. You're already going to love this episode. See, English was fighting me. So have some faith and like and comment in advance. Yeah.
I love your accessories. Loving the rings.
Thank you.
These are gorgeous.
I'm like a ring babe. Do you know what?
You are a ring babe. You've always been on your ring game.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I just wish there was a way. You know when it starts to change color, like
yeah, mood
rings. Like a silver thing where we can just like dip it in the silver and it can be new again.
Oh wait. So wait. What do you mean, like mood rings or something else?
No. When it's cheap and it's changing color. It used to be silver. Now it's bronze.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
See what you mean.
It'll be so good if there's a way that you can like dip it into something
and get it back.
Get the color back. Apparently there is. I'm gonna find it. Apparently,
or just buy many. I always just like if I like it, I buy two or three. Just
no,
in
I
case.
Actually bought two of this one.
Yeah, you did, yeah.
And they both changed color.
Oh wow. Wait, so that's not the color?
No, this bit.
Oh, I can see it.
Yeah.
Oh my god. You're a joker.
Anyways, guys, you know that I love to start my show with a complaint of the day. It's very, very important for me to start the show with a complaint of the day, and it just makes me feel alive. Do you know what I mean? To be able to just complain freely.
Of course.
Right? And that's what this show is about. So I'm just going to go ahead and just share what my complaint of the day is.
Go on.
It's very simple. It's really not that deep. But my complaint of the day, is that thing when you go out to eat, right? And like all of you are there.
Yeah.
But then you have to wait for someone to arrive before you can order your food. I'm just like... Even me, that I'm a late person.
Yeah,
I'm like, actually, once I arrive,
you know
I want to order.
You don't mess with food.
I need to order my food.
You don't mess with food though.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Rita is a foodie.
Yeah.
She doesn't play with food.
Yeah.
You actually don't play with food. Yeah. So I hear it.
Yeah.
I actually hear it.
I'm just like, I need to eat, and I need to eat it now.
Yeah.
And I'm a late person.
Yeah.
But if you're later than me,
then we got issues.
Then we've got issues.
Yeah.
And even when it comes to lateness, I believe there's a window. Do you know what I mean?
There is.
And if I'm within that 15 to 20 minute window, I would say like half an hour on a Sunday.
Yeah.
15 minutes on a weekday.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like on Sundays you shouldn't be rushed. Like, you know what I'm saying? Should be chill on a Sunday. So half an hour. But if you're later than me,
then we got problems.
Actually, my main complaint, really, right, is having when you have all ordered your food.
Mm-hmm.
But I now have to wait for your food to arrive before I can start
so
eating.
But you wait. I don't wait.
I wait.
I don't wait. Well, I start nibbling bit by bit.
And you have to be apologetic about it.
No, I expect the person who's late to be like, start eating then. Like, no, eat your food. Like, wait, I expect you to like...
It's awkward when they're like, oh, do you, if you're like to them, oh, do you want me to wait until your food comes? They're like, oh, yes, please.
Why? I'm just being
people
polite.
Say yes. No,
yeah,
no,
I'm not.
No.
I'm just being polite.
I don't think I've ever dealt with that.
Yeah, it seems. Well, I don't know why it feels like a rude thing to eat whilst, like, because you've got your food. And
yeah,
then just
no. If your food is coming, if your food is not coming at all, then yeah, that's weird. But if your food is coming, I'm eating. And I'm also the type of person, if I know I'm late, I'll tell you what to order me. Mm. If I know the menu already, like if you're going out for a cheeky Nando's or I don't know, even if it's like Nigerian food or something, you usually know what you want. So if I'm on my way, I'll text like order this for me,
so that when you get there,
Because who's waiting? I'm sorry, that's long. Especially because you want to eat together and enjoy the vibes. It's annoying when someone else's food comes before the others, and then it's annoying.
Friends are gonna think that I'm shading them. I want you to know that
you
I am,
of course.
Love you though.
With my chest.
Love you. But yes, that is my complaint of the day.
Yeah.
And what's your complaint of the day?
Do you know what mine is? It's trains and people and men. I think, yeah, like men not wanting. It's like the battle of the sexes when it comes to seats on trains.
Yeah.
I've noticed that men don't really want to be getting up for us anymore.
They don't.
Or they pretend you don't exist. They don't even get up for pregnant women.
Yeah, it's really bad.
It's really bad. Like, bring the real men back. How can you see me standing and you're sitting?
It's so bad.
You're a man. You're actually a man.
You're actually a man. You're actually a man.
You're actually a man. You know, if this was the Titanic, it would be women and children.
Oh.
And it should be the same with the trains.
Let me tell
women and children. Stand the fuck up.
You actually realise that if the Titanic happened in 2024,
they'll beat
women
us up.
Are cooked.
We are pissed.
You're cooked.
We are pissed.
The
even,
whole thing is going to have
use
men
you
on
for
it.
The lifeboat. You see Kate, what's his name, Jack would have used Kate as a lifeboat. It would have sat on her head.
Bruh, it would be so bad. When you actually think about it, the fact that back then it was like this gentlemanly thing to be like, no, you need to live.
Yeah.
Even if I die, it's okay.
Yeah.
Now,
chivalry,
it's actually on the floor. That is a very, very valid complaint, actually.
Thank you.
Because it's so bad.
Honestly.
And I've complained about this, actually.
Really?
Yeah, it's been one of my complaints.
And what about the, like, when it comes to, like, helping you with the luggage as well? Because I see women be talking about that sometimes as well. Like,
it's
guys
so
will see
bad.
Women with luggage and they'll just walk past.
They'll walk
I'm like,
past.
Rah.
They'll actually, like, move out of the way for you so that
honestly,
you can carry,
so you can carry the luggage.
And they can hear you huffing and puffing. Or
you even huff and puff
you're like,
louder.
Oh, God, okay, okay. And they'll just be like, move out of the way.
Or they'll probably even tell you, make sure you don't lift with your back.
Or they'll
make
be
sure
like,
you
excuse
lift
me.
With your legs.
Excuse me. And then you're like, hi. And they're like, oh.
Yeah.
Okay, excuse me, please. And then they'll walk past you.
Listen.
It's so bad.
It really is bad.
That is a valid complaint. Guys, make sure you comment and let us know. I can't speak today. Are our complaints valid?
Yes.
English is really fighting me today, you know.
It's okay. It's okay.
I don't
know
why. Every day it'd be fighting me, but I think that's a very valid complaint.
Yes.
Actually.
It happens.
It's very justified.
Yeah.
Very, very good complaint because I just don't understand. Another thing that I'm actually doing as well is learning English.
What do you mean learning English? It's obvious to be learning Yoruba. You're learning English.
I feel like I'm always fighting English.
Wait, explain.
Every day. Look at, even just here.
Yeah.
I'm fighting English. It's like,
no, but that'd be happening.
The English wants to come out, but another, it's like another language wants to break through.
No, it's because you talk for a living. It happens all the time though.
Yeah, but anyways, I want to start using better words.
Oh,
do you know what I mean?
Oh, expand your vocabulary.
Expand my vocabulary.
I
so
feel
you. Every week I have a word of the day.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? So like I had a word before as mendacious.
Ooh, mendacious.
Fantastic.
What's that
word.
Mean?
It's like mendacious. What was it again? Lion.
Ooh.
Do you know what I mean? So it's like something's a lie. And it's like, oh, that's very mendacious.
Ooh,
do you know what I mean? I just
mendacious.
Think it's a,
you know, I love it. Mendacious.
It's a lovely word, right?
I love it too.
It's a good word. I've been using it. It's a very, very good word.
What's your favorite word? Do you have a favorite word?
I really like this word, superfluous.
Ooh.
I know. It's such a good word, but I can't remember what it means.
It'd be like that sometimes. Mine
I
is
need to search.
Mine is indubitably.
Ooh,
I love
it. That's like, what does that mean again? That's
like, it means like yes. It just
yes,
means
like,
yes, basically.
Yes,
yeah,
like,
absolutely.
Absolutely.
I first heard it on Sister Sister. Tamara used to say it all the time. She'd be like, indubitably.
I
I'm
love
just
that
like,
word.
I love it. I need it on a t-shirt.
Yeah, indubitably. And then superfluous, it means, oh yeah, unnecessary.
Oh.
So it's like, oh, this is so superfluous.
I'm going to use that.
And it sounds kind of French because superfluous.
Superfluous. And mendacious.
And mendacious.
I
do you know what
this.
I mean? It's just,
yeah.
You know, it's just a good word. So anyways, my word today, which is, it's spelled and said differently, but I'm going to try because I can't remember, but I'm going to try and say it anyways. Okay. My word of the day is taciturn.
Taciturn?
Yeah.
What's that?
Taciturn. So, taciturn is basically, let's get into it.
Mm.
Every time I try and find it, it's like the page is here. Okay, let's see if I'm saying it right, first of all. Let's start there.
Let's go to Google and they pronounce it.
Acetern.
Yeah. Let's do it. Play it again.
Taciturn.
So, taciturn is a formal word that describes someone who tends to be quiet or tends to speak infrequently. Ooh. And you know what? I just feel like there's so much going on in the world and just everywhere right now that actually I want to be more taciturn.
Yes.
You know, I just want to be quiet.
Yes.
I just don't want to have much to say. Mm. I'm not trying to be mysterious anymore.
I was going
to
say, is it mysterious?
That brand is not going to work for me. I've tried so many times and I failed.
Can't be mysterious though.
I can't be mysterious. Yeah. It's just impossible.
I feel like with what we do, it's hard to be mysterious.
It's hard. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I want to be a bit more, I want people to be like, oh, Rita's a bit taciturn.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's just... She's a little bit quiet.
Don't talk too much.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I feel like you talk too much though.
I just feel like I talk too much.
You think so?
Honestly, maybe it's just the way, I just feel like this year has been so like chaotic and just so like much. And I'm like, it's because I'm talking too much actually. That's why, because if I wasn't talking
more,
this stress will not be coming my way. Do you know what I mean? It's just like talking, sharing how you feel about everything and just being so like open.
Yeah.
I feel like I haven't been rewarded.
For all the talking.
With joy. Yeah. I've just been rewarded with like unnecessary drama, stress. I'm like, let me just be a bit more
taciturn.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? I just feel like it's a nice little, do you know what I mean? Taciturn.
I like it. It's
you know what I'm saying?
Is it like elusive or something?
Oh, that's, I feel like elusive is actually a better word.
Yeah.
Thank you. Elusive feels.
Don't kill me.
It actually feels a little bit better.
But yeah. I do like that. Me and my sister used to do it, but then she was annoying me because she would quickly say the word of the day and I'm like, that's enough. I don't want to do this with you anymore. You're ruining the fun.
You're ruining the fun.
Ruining it.
I love the relationship you and your sister have.
Thank you, girl.
You guys are literally besties.
We are besties. She was with me last night as well. Like, literally giving me a headache. She came around to film some content. She uses like my apartment for like aesthetics. Mm-hmm. So she came around banging out content. And I literally just looked at her. I felt ashamed. I said, look at you working. She came from work to work.
Wow.
And I just be chilling. And she's like, come on, let's do some content. And I'm like, just fine. Yeah.
You're like, no, thank you.
Honestly. But yeah. She actually made me film. Yeah. I love it.
That's like when we went out the other day. I was like, where's your sister?
I know, right?
Because every time. And that's what I find of people with sisters. Yeah.
Yeah.
Every time you're taking your sister with you. Every day you're plus one is your sister. You guys need to socialize. Sometimes I know.
Do you know what
so
it
that
is?
You can socialize.
Do you know what it is? She knows me best. I feel like when I go out with her, I don't feel like I'm disturbing her. If I need her, do you know what I mean? Like, when someone's your best friend, you feel like you're not disturbing them when you ask them to take a photo with you a particular way.
Mm-hmm.
Or even if you ask them in a rude way, that's your sister. Mm-hmm. So she's not going to like go and bitch about, who's going to bitch about you to? She's going to bitch about you to you.
To your mom.
If she wants. But at most, you know, sometimes I like overthink. If I'm with a friend, I'm like, oh my God, what if I've annoyed them? Especially like when you go to events, it's very, you know, it's like when you put a bunch of influencers in a room at an event.
It's like a picture, zoo.
Do you know what I mean? Picture.
Don't be
shouting at my friend like this angle shit. I could say that to Temi. She'll cuss me back, but it's my sister.
Like, yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah. It's like when you fight with your sister, you know that even if we fight, you're my sister and we still love each other.
Absolutely, yeah.
So it's fine. We're going to be okay. I don't like fighting with my friends because when we fight, I'm just like, how do we get back?
Yep.
Like, how do we get back to how we were?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because now we fought, but I guess you just have to remember the love.
Yeah.
But it's really hard.
Yeah, it's hard, but it's not the same as well.
It can get the same. Do you know what? I've had some big fights with friends.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, we're never going to be good again.
Really?
And we're better than we were before.
Really?
Yeah, I think once you get past the
certain threshold.
Awkwardness and like how it feels, because in the beginning, you kind of have to fake that you guys are cool. Do you know what I mean? Like, you have to kind of fake it.
I can never ever get past the fake moment, you know? Because in my back of my head, I'm still thinking like, I have to watch out for you because what you did to me kind of made me feel a certain type of way.
Yeah.
But I feel like the difference is that the love that I have for my sister is unconditional.
Yeah.
Whereby the love that I have for my friend is conditional.
Yeah.
That's conditioned based by, if you've pissed me off, know that I will scatter this thing. With my sister, I could scatter it, but I'm coming back home.
Like, hey, sis.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, girl.
Right? Like, she was pissed off with me this morning. She wanted my Apple Watch.
Mm-hmm.
I told her she could have it, but I couldn't find it. The way she was texting me after one word, I said, move on, man. I'll find you the watch.
Like, why are you fighting me?
Why are you fighting me? Just give me one word replies. I said, I will find your watch.
Those one word replies. Yeah. That's when you know that someone's beefing you, man. Someone that's bare expressing of something. Yeah. Okay, full stop.
Okay, full stop. With a full stop.
Full stop.
Full stop. Like, oh.
Okay. Madame full stop. Right, okay, sorry. We get it. Sorry.
Some people who do full stop, but that's actually how they speak, you know.
I don't like it.
I don't like it. It makes me uncomfortable. Even if I put an X. I make my text so friendly.
Same.
And I don't know if it's because I went to college with white girls and they always used to do X's. So I'm so used to doing kisses because I always want to make sure that I'm coming across in a nice way or same, friendly, sweet. Like, I don't want you to misconstrue anything I'm saying.
Yeah, 100%. I'm the exact same way. Like, I feel like when it's just straight, I'm like, do you hate me? Like, why are you talking to me?
You better spice up that text.
Spice it up, put in a little emoji.
Exactly.
Little
I need two lols, not one.
Yeah, a little lol. Yeah. A little double lol.
Yeah, do not full stop me.
Something. Give me something.
Something.
Okay. So, do you know what I was thinking about recently? Oyinbo people.
Yes.
And just their way of life, right? And I saw this video and he was talking about how white people need to go back to making up phrases. Do you know what I mean? And I was like, you know what? You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
So I've been thinking about white phrases that I feel like it just brings life. That it's just my favorite.
Like what?
Do you know what I mean? Get a load of this guy.
It's true. Why are you having all that argy bargy around here?
I don't give a rat's ass.
Go on, sling your rope. I watched too much EastEnders. Well, did anyway.
Newsflash, buddy. That's my favourite
one. And just the most common one, which is how like the rest of the world knows us, which is just in it.
Yeah, oh yeah, in it.
In it.
In it.
They ate with that.
They ate with that. And they say when you call them and they'd be like, yellow.
In it.
Why did I say yellow instead of hello?
I don't know.
It's just so random. Yellow. Mm. And another one is, you're barking up the wrong tree.
The spotlights on me. But yeah, it's true.
You are barking up the wrong tree. It's just such good saying.
It really is.
Do you know what I mean?
It really is.
And I've got like an Oyinbo playlist. Yeah. You guys know on this show that I have an Oyinbo playlist and it's a playlist that it just allows me to feel alive. Do you know what I mean?
What do you mean music-wise?
Yeah.
Yeah, you said playlist.
It's just Oyinbo music that makes you feel alive.
Ooh.
So what I'm going to start doing is asking my co-host for ones that I'm going to add to the playlist each week. And you're my first one that I've done this with.
Ooh, you start with a rap person.
So what is an Oyinbo song that makes you feel alive?
My favorite is definitely The Kooks, Naive.
Ooh, how does that one go?
I'm not saying it's your fault, although you could have done more. Hey, 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 you're so naive, yet so how could this be done? You're such a smiling sweetheart. Listen, it slaps.
I've never heard that song in my life.
What?
I don't even know if I can add it to my playlist.
Outside.
I don't know if it even qualifies. I don't know. You need something more mainstream.
I promise you, if you share this, people who know. If you know, if you're trying to get into the Oyinbo like playlist,
guys, leave a comment if you've ever heard
I promise
song
you, The Kooks, Naive.
I've never, you need another mate. Because
play this in a social space, like at a university with the whites, it will knock. It will not. What do you mean?
The playlist, look, this is a serious thing.
Yeah.
I've got about 90 people who have liked this playlist.
And oh,
that's good. Yeah, I feel like I have a responsibility.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so far the feedback has been like, wow, Rita, this playlist got me through my morning.
Okay.
Da, 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 da. So I can't just be adding the
So you're not doing indie. Like, this is like indie. I'm talking indie rock. No. Or do you want pop music?
You need pop
90s.
Mainstream.
Because I could do that as well.
Yeah. I need mainstream that you hear it. Don't speak, you know, just what
I'm
you're
telling
saying.
You, The Kooks is up there.
I don't know.
I'm telling you.
You're going to need to give us another one.
I'm telling you. Okay, another one.
I don't know if I can add that to my
Misery
list.
Business, Paramore. I'm telling you, you ain't outside. You're not outside.
How does that one go?
Do you know what it is? I hung around with a lot of alt kids when I was growing up.
Okay. It's making sense. I thought you
Paramore is, listen, the thing with Paramore is that Paramore is a white band, but they belong to black people.
Okay.
If you know, you know. So
I don't know. I don't know. I don't.
Yeah, don't kill me.
I don't know.
You've never heard of Paramore?
No.
Hayley, Ginger Hair. You've never heard of Paramore?
Guys.
Wow.
Guys, don't let me regret asking you.
Wow.
This question.
Okay. Let's just go to the basics. Everybody, Backstreet Boys, please.
That's on my list already. Everybody.
Yeah.
Rock your body. Yeah. Everybody. Rock your body. Wow.
That is banger. Big banger. They're my favorite white. Yeah. Like
that's
group.
Where you should have started.
Yeah, but I thought that was too basic. It was too basic.
That's what we want.
Too basic. I wanted to give you like indie, no. alt,
no.
you know, no. come on, you know, like social, no. socials in a university that would really like, no? Okay.
No.
Okay.
No, thank you. But I appreciate
it. Like, I promise you, when this comes out, if people don't say that they know, I'll be disappointed, because yeah. I promise you they will.
I really doubt it. I doubt it highly. We'll bet it. Because I highly, doubt it.
How can you never heard the Kooks? Girl.
Never. Girl. But thank you for your contribution.
Thank you. No, I appreciate it.
I declined the two that you gave.
No, you can't decline it.
The everybody's yeah, on the, everybody's is there on already. There. So.
Okay, NSYNC.
Yeah, I've got into ba ba ba. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
okay, yeah. okay. Guys, but that was a good one. The Gwen Stefani one was a very good choice.
I love
to see. Okay, can I do another one? I've got another one. Now I need to. Actually, no, no. Why
stand
am I proving myself?
Yeah, stand by it. Watch. If that's okay, what you yeah. believe,
I love
that's
it.
What you believe.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
What, you know what I was thinking about? What did? How did people react in real time to yeah. Michael Jackson?
Ooh.
Like, do you know that when I was making my playlist, I nearly added him to my yeah, Oyinbo music that makes me feel alive, and I thought. Wait a second.
He transcended music, so he just fits in everywhere.
But he's not white. But then I got confused because in some of the music he's white.
He's white. He's a bit.
It's tricky.
But it's hard because Michael was obviously the first of his kind. The and first. I can only imagine the psychological, like, you know, like battle that he must have had.
That must have been
first
insane.
First black man who was ever on MTV. You know, it must have been a lot. So
it must have been a lot. But imagine it happening in real time. Could you imagine?
Crazy. Like, especially no social media.
Yeah, imagine like an artist like Usher in real time. Oof. And all of a sudden he looks like Usher, and then suddenly
he looks like
a lighter version. And then
Usher, yeah.
He would get cooked on Twitter.
He would get cooked. He would get cooked.
He would get cooked.
He really would get cooked. I think I was thinking of it more of a point of like, I guess we've like developed and we've changed as a society and, you know, blackness and proudness.
Of course, yeah, black music being alive and all that kind of stuff.
But like, we still be cooking people who be bleaching, like, clearly. But then I always try and give grace to people who are bleaching because I know where it stems from.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's why they keep rolling out photos of Lil' Kim every 6 weeks.
It's like, I'm just guys, like, the time is different.
It was different. And also, you lot still bullying dark people now, so... You know?
And that's tea.
And that is tea.
And that is the tea. Mm-hmm. Do you have a celeb that you have secret beef with? That they don't know you, obviously, but like,
don't know me.
In your spirit, like, you kind of low-key have beef with them. Like, you see them and you're like, mm.
I don't have a celeb that I low-key have beef with, you know? I'm trying to think. Mm. Who do I low-key have beef with? I don't think there is one, you know? Mm. I try not to give my attention to anyone. Do you know what? I think the only thing that I can think of from the top of my head, it's not even beef, but it was just the character she played. It just annoyed me. So anytime I see her, I'm just like, I fucking hate the character you played. Joan from Girlfriends. God. She annoyed me, but I do love Tracee Ellis Ross. But sometimes when I see her, I have to try and...
separate.
I'm just like, she is not Joan.
Yeah, she is not Joan.
But that's the only thing I can think from the top of my head.
Yeah,
you
Girlfriends
know?
Was very iconic.
So iconic.
First what are your top kind. Three TV shows?
Ooh, so Girlfriends would have been a part of it, but I feel like in the era that I'm in now, I go by like the era that I'm in. So forever will always be Sex and the City.
Always.
And My Wife and Kids.
Yes.
To know me is to know that I just be randomly screaming out My Wife and Kid lines randomly sometimes. And Power, Ghost. Actually, no. I actually like Power. My favorite version of Power is actually Raising Kanan. But yeah, I know. My sister was just like, Power's not even that great. Actually, I'm like, shut up. I love it.
I love Power.
I love it.
It's like a guilty pleasure.
It's not even a guilty pleasure, because for it to be a guilty pleasure
actor.
Means that that's what people be
it's
saying.
Not the best actor.
Wait, which one are you talking about?
Which one's
off?
The one with Tariq?
Yeah. That's Ghost. Yeah. I do
Mary
like...
Mary J. Blige's acting.
You don't like Mary J. Blige's acting? I love it. Monet. I love her. She's bae.
No.
I love her. Do you know what it is? Maybe it's just because she's Mary J. Blige. So I just love everything she does.
I love... Your TV taste is so interesting.
Really?
Because I know Sex and the City isn't obvious. Yeah. Like, what you do, all of that stuff, duh.
Yeah.
But then I find it funny that you love, like... funny stuff a lot but obviously like what you portray online you don't come across as like you make jokes but you don't come across like goofy funny
but you're very goofy I'm so goofy
it's so like interesting the separation
because it's like even when I'm online I'm just like I never know how to like make sure my personality like kind of like translate but then I'm just like I don't want to be too silly online because nobody should come and tell me jokes. I'm not.
You said ain't shit funny. Don't come and laugh.
Ain't nothing funny.
But in real life, like you are, like the fact that you love, because I always find it interesting, even when I see you like randomly like tweet like the words to my wife and kids, which tells me that like you actually watch it.
over and over again.
Me and my sister, literally what we were doing last night, we were watching stand-up comedy from Damon Wayans back in the day.
Wow.
Watching Marlon Wayans on Club Shay Shay, mm-hmm. because we literally stan them. Like, I stan the whole fact. I love the Wayans. I feel like everything they... I think I was talking to a guy once, mm-hmm. and I was telling him how much I love the Wayans, and I think he was trying to shit talk. I said, hey, take it easy. And he's an actor. I was thinking, can you just shut up your mouth?
Yeah.
Like, you wish you had like a shred. You don't even have like... a tiny bit of talent in your little tone.
You said you're not even a good actor anymore.
You're not even a good actor. You're actually not even on their level. Just hold your lips and don't piss me off before I end this call. Because I said, don't you dare talk about the Wayans. I love them down.
What they've done actually is, I feel like it's not even really spoken about.
It's not. And it needs
to. As much as it needs to be.
I give them all their flowers all the time.
Yeah, because even at the time, like if they were doing what they're doing, like what they did back then now,
yeah.
it would be like, oh, okay, wow, they're doing what they're doing. Mm. But like, they were literally creating their own work at a time where people were not doing that.
Absolutely.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And it's like, when you hear like some of the other brothers talk as well and it, like scream, I did not know.
They wrote it.
That was them.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Like, I had no idea. I was like, are you joking me? Like, Scream was such a big film thing. And that was them.
Yep. Jim like, Carrey, J-Lo, all got big because of Living Colour, yeah. which was created by Keenan Wayans. He was the brother that truly set pace.
Oh, I didn't know
and
that.
And he's like, yeah. I mean, they're a lot older now, but their stories need to be told so much more because we wouldn't have Jim Carrey if it wasn't for Keenan Wayans. We wouldn't have J-Lo, you know, because she was a dancer on the show. So many celebrities.
Because I heard him, that someone was like to him in an interview, I think it was Marlon.
Yeah.
Marlon Wayans. And they were like, oh, how do you feel that you're the one that allowed J-Lo to be mm-hmm. discovered? And he was mm-hmm. all like, oh yeah, that's my girl. Like every time I see her, she still shows love. And I was like,
yeah.
discovered. And I put it in my head that I wanted to like Google it mm-hmm. and find out more, but I didn't know.
Yep.
Wow.
I give them their flowers because they're amazing. That whole family set
they're
pace.
They're so talented.
So funny as
how
hell.
How can one family be so... The thing is though, I feel like sometimes in some of your content, though, you do show your funny side. Like when you do the skits...
What skits? I don't do
like
skits.
Once in a blue moon.
I do the one of the bluest moon. I'm so
like,
shy.
Do
I do
like
not like being
once
silly online.
A month or something.
Yeah, I'm.
I just drop a random.
I don't like being silly online. I don't know what it is. I get so nervous about it.
It's like, I'm just like, matter.
Are you a clown? Why are you telling jokes?
So you think I'm a clown?
No. It's different, Rita.
It's all coming out now. She said, are you a clown?
No, but you know with what I do, I talk about like sexual health.
No,
like,
I know what I mean? It's so serious. So now it's like, she said, listen, no, I talk about serious stuff.
No,
I am
not
a clown.
No, but I also joke as well. I also have the jokey side. But I think the thing is, I feel like if I'm too funny, like people are already familiar when it comes
to
me.
Yeah.
So I feel like being too funny, I'm trying to, and it's not the greatest mindset to have because I'm trying to like unfold and come out of
it.
But you inspire me anyway because nobody, when we were doing Heels Off, Rita was the most serious person ever. She was the most serious out of all of us.
It's actually kind of crazy.
She was the most grown up. What do you mean? She was in her power suit, her lubes, what? So when I see her doing jokes, I'm like, I love this side of her. So you inspire me to like want to show this silly side. But at the same time, I'm just like, nah, man, because people already give me headache.
No, you saved that really well. That was good, guys. She really saved that. You were like, whoa. Let me ring that bell.
No.
Let me ring that.
It's true, though, but it's true.
No. I hear what you're saying.
Yeah,
I do hear what you're saying.
So I'm getting nervous. And do you know what I mean? I just get nervous. I'm also quite shy as well. Yeah. The only reason why you get to see that side of me is because I'm comfortable.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? We're friends.
Like, I'm so comfortable with
you.
But if you meet me, I'm just like, hi.
Guys, Aloni is actually very strict when it comes to friendship. It's really, really hilarious because like she will come across like, oh yeah, I'm open to it. But it's like, you do something as a bitch, she's like,
that's it.
She'll be like, Rita, did you clock?
I'm so strict. I actually don't have time.
You're actually
don't have time
so
for games.
Strict. You're
don't
like,
have time for games. I don't Mm-mm. don't feel away. If it makes like, me feel away, I stay away.
Yeah. Hey, that's a word.
Listen,
say that again.
If it makes me feel a way, I stay away.
Do you know what? And it's just period. It's about like having your boundaries.
Absolutely.
Actually, even within friendship.
Absolutely.
Because I feel like I'm actually learning that a lot like this year. Like I'm relearning it. Boundaries and my non-negotiables. Because mm-hmm. I found that in like trying to be like expressive about how I feel, which I thought I was really good at. And now I'm figuring out that actually I still need to work on it. Like mm-hmm. it's still difficult. But it's like just having those boundaries. Because when you don't have boundaries, people really take you for a mug.
They will take you for a mug. And this is why I don't like to laugh with everyone. Because I'm just like, because what happens is I start overthinking. I'm like, okay, what part of me gave you could try to take the piss? Like, what was it, a joke I said? Did I make it? And that's the thing. You know when you tell jokes with people, they start thinking you're too silly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that was the issue that me and my friend, like one of my old friends, we always used to talk about. We were just like, because we're pranksters, we love to joke, we love to laugh, we love to giggle. So it was something we always had in common. We would say, nah, man, if people treat us, I'm just like, it's because I'm telling you a joke. Yeah. Is it because I'm laughing
so
with
because
you?
So because I laughed,
yeah.
You think you can take me for a mug?
You think there's dickhead written on my head? No, 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 no. And if I start to talk, they will say I'm talking. And you know me, I don't have like a happy medium. It's either I throw serious shots and a grenade or I remove myself and I keep quiet.
Yeah. And I think the quiet is actually scarier.
You think so?
Yes.
I think it's just me being 30 because I'm just like, you can't be cussing like you were in your 20s.
See,
that's
when you're
immature.
Quiet.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh. Yeah, it's long. Like, she just would be quiet.
Yeah, I'm just gonna be quiet.
And it's like, okay.
I'm pissed.
This is worse, actually. It's actually better for you to just like.
I used to say that. Say, I love my aggression with like actual, I don't want passive aggressiveness.
Yeah, passive aggressiveness. Woo! That silence, you're like.
Yeah.
Now I wanna know.
Yeah.
Who is Oloni?
Who is Oloni?
Yeah.
Who is Oloni? Oloni is an alter ego. Because I don't feel like I'm Oloni. Like, ooh. Those who know me, I'm Dammy. Like, even when guys date me, there was one guy I was dating, actually, and he called me Oloni mistakenly. And I said, don't do that. Mm. Yeah, because it felt weird. Even though he knew who I was after, I was just like, ooh, no, let's continue with Dammy, please. Because I feel like...
Dammy is, like, who you are.
Yeah, but then I feel like Oloni is the extreme version of who Dammy is. So... You know, if I'm online and I'm talking about certain things, and it doesn't mean I don't stand for it as Dammy, I do. But anyway, let me just get to the question. Who is Oloni? Oloni is someone who is basically just on a mission to allow women to feel empowered through sex, relationship, dating, and just someone who just wants women's voice to be heard a lot more. Because I feel like whether you're in the bedroom or outside the bedroom, we're always being told to be submissive. We're always being told to like not talk as much or not to be as loud. And I'm just here. I just want women to behave badly because even when women are behaving badly, I don't think it will ever compete or ever be as bad as, you know, how badly men can truly be.
Yeah, yeah.
And when I say I want women to behave badly, I'm not saying that I want them to do things that will get them in jail.
No, of course.
But I want them to break
be free.
This, be free. I want them to break taboos. I want them to break... you know, societal norms, et cetera, et cetera. So I think that's who Oloni is. Oloni is a person who will just go on a rant and start telling you, you know, why sexual freedom for women is important and how women can be empowered by leaving a guy or, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think that's who Oloni is. But Dammy is just,
I love that. So that means, that makes me want to lead into who is Dammy. Because obviously we know who Oloni is. Do you know what I mean? Like, we see you empowering women, like, to speak up in all areas of our lives, all of that kind of stuff. But, like, just what you said, like, briefly when you were, like, even when you're dating someone and someone called you Oloni, I was like, whoa. Like,
yeah.
That's one side of me.
Yeah.
So I guess now the question is, who is Dammy?
Who is Dammy? Dammy is a girl who just enjoys blogging, talking about guys, or women. Mm. I'm trying to start dating women now, but I'm going to see how it goes. I'm a bit shy. Okay. Dammy is someone who just, she's a regular, degular girl, honestly. Mm. I feel like I'm a regular, degular person.
Are you kind? Are you like...
I'm not really kind, no. No, I'm not kind. No, because I know what kind people are. It's not to say I'm a snob or I'm a nasty person, but I don't opt for the word kind. Okay. I don't feel like I'm a kind person. Okay. I feel like I'm kind to those I'm really close to, like my friends. But even then, I don't know if they would even use the word kind.
I think you're very kind.
Really?
Like, I feel like... Thank you're not giving you. Yourself credit because there was a time when I started a business and no one knew that I'd started this business.
Yeah.
And then you found out.
Yeah. Oh,
by chance.
Tell them how I found out.
How did you find out? I can't even remember how
I
you
said,
found out.
Tell the truth or shame the devil.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then you looked at me and said, Dammy.
Yeah. Okay, that's it. But what she would do is that every time I would like post it, you would like retweet it.
Yeah.
And like you didn't tell anyone that it was me. And I think you were retweeting it before you knew it was me. And when you knew it was me, you would like retweet it all the time.
Yeah.
And I got so much business. Like as soon as you would retweet it, my Spotify thing would just be dots, 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 dots. And it's like loads of people. And it's like, you didn't have to do that at all. And that's like just some of the small things that I think that you do.
That, see, maybe that is kind as well. I think I would describe it if now I think about it. I know I'm a very supportive person. Yeah. If you need a pep talk, like, I'm the type of friend that, like, I remember my friends would want to start YouTube or podcasts and whatnot. I'm the type of friend that, like, I will tell you 100 reasons as to why you should do it or why you need, like, I can, I'm like your cheerleader. Like, I know how to be someone's cheerleader.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm a bit shit when it comes to like maybe actually turning up for people. Yeah, but if it's to be on the phone and yak your head off,
my house.
Yeah, I will talk up the thing. Yeah, what yeah, I will yeah. do, I can do that. Like I will cheer you on. I will be supportive. I will do a retweet. I will repost. Like,
yeah,
because I've always said like that. It doesn't cost anything.
It doesn't cost a damn thing.
But
then even to people, it's like it costs.
It does cost them.
Do you know what I mean? That little thing, especially like when you're coming up and like even when you like you talk about like heels off and stuff like that. Like at that time, like you still had your platform.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? So you could have easily been like. You guys are small. Do you know what I mean?
But you support everything that everyone does.
So
of course, absolutely.
That's a way to describe yourself.
But you know, kind does go into supporting. But I know kind people. That's why I'm just like, oh, you're kind. I can't stress myself and do that one. So, but you know, everyone is different. Oyato. So yeah, everyone has their own. Yeah.
What's the biggest misconception that people have about you?
Biggest misconception, I would say. I don't know if it's still the same, but I think biggest misconception is I'm a man hater, and I don't really mind that PR, but it's annoying when people truly think it's real, especially like when guys approach me, they'll be like, oh, you hate men, innit? I'm just like, oh, get out my face, man. Do you know what I mean?
Have
like,
a better opening line.
Yeah, have a better opening line, you know? And I feel like they're just stuck for words. They don't really know what to say. I haven't had it in quite a while. Maybe I just don't go out that much. I don't know. Or maybe people are maturing, but it used to be the biggest one. Oh, she's a man hater. She don't like men. I'm just like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, do you know me? I fight for you lot. Even outside of like, you know, being attracted to men, you know, I fight for men to like make sure that they get the right education when it comes to consent. I go to school and talk to little boys and make sure that they don't make stupid mistakes that we're seeing going on around the world. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So I'm just like, what do you mean? If I didn't like men, I wouldn't want to work with you guys. I wouldn't want to work with you know, young boys. I wouldn't want to educate my friends or, you know, my best, and I sound like a white person, like, oh, my best friend is a man. But it's true. Like, my sister even says it, she goes, you have more male friends than you do women friends. And that also makes me sound like a pick me, but you can't win. But you can't win. Do you know what I mean?
You know those girls that are like, oh, I just don't get on with women.
But that's not even me. I'm just like, more low maintenance kind of thing. And I feel like, I don't even care if it makes me sound like a pick me, but
no, it's fine to have.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I think like with men, it's more low maintenance. It's not even that I don't get with them, because I get on with women. I fucking love with men. Like, what do you mean? Like, my obviously, I have, you know, female friends, but it's, I feel like, I mean, you tell me, is it more like high maintenance with women, or I feel like there's also high maintenance friendships and low maintenance friendships.
Exactly, yeah. So like, I feel like I have a bit of both.
Yeah, exactly.
I have guy friends that might be a little bit high maintenance, and guy friends that aren't.
See, I don't have
and
any
then women friends that are a bit high maintenance and
It's only, I don't really, the only high maintenance friendship I actually have is just my sister, to be honest. That's it.
You're like, everybody else like,
just be low, because
just be low. I don't
I can't extend myself that much. Yeah, please.
I don't have the energy.
I had someone who was trying to do high maintenance. I had to just nip that in the bud. I said, no, you see me, I can't give you all of this energy. I can barely give myself this energy. So, you know, I don't think it's going to work.
No, it actually is a lot. Earlier, like you spoke about like encouraging women to like leave situations that they're not happy in and stuff like that. Obviously, I'm just going to,
I even did a video. I did a TikTok video. Okay, cool. Actually, it's going to come out soon anyway.
Okay, cool. So obviously you were engaged.
Yeah.
Like, how was that? Do you know what I mean?
How was being engaged or leaving?
No, to be able to even, like to be engaged and then to be like, this isn't for me.
Yeah.
I'm going to just walk away from this. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, was that like hard coming to that decision?
Absolutely. Because there'd be times where I would cry and then I'd start laughing like, bitch, you ain't going nowhere. You better just wipe your tears. You're like, where are you going? Yeah. They laugh at you.
Aww.
Do you know, I'm laughing. I'm laughing now because looking back, I'm just like, and I say this in my video, I would do it 100 times over if it meant getting out of that situation. Because I also feel like I mentally prepared myself. Like, I knew what the noise, because remember, I'm laughing because I'm thinking, bitch, where are you going? You better stay where you are.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think that was part of me mentally preparing myself, because it started off like that. Then the next time I thought about it, it was just like, how are you really going to navigate this?
Yeah.
Then the third time I'm thinking, bitch, you need to be strong. If you're going to do this, do this. Then the fourth time. So it was like, I'm mentally preparing myself each stage. First I was in denial.
And then you were like, actually, no.
Yeah, this is actually real. Like, you have to do this. And I'm thinking about the pros and the cons, but I'm just like, fuck the pros and the cons, bitch. You got to go. Like, this isn't working at all. Yeah. But yeah, I think like leaving was probably the best thing I did, because being in a long distance relationship, you're not having that much sex. I'm having all the sex I want now and I love it. No, I'm joking. I'm just being silly. I'm playing it off, you know. Like, Rita told me this is a lighthearted podcast, so I'm keeping it lighthearted. You want me to come and tell you that I was crying? I was going to church every day begging God. No, I didn't do that. But
but you know when like someone starts going to church like more than once a week?
You know something's going on.
Let me tell you something.
Something's going on.
Let me tell you something. Prayer when fasting. You're going to the midweek service and you're going to like the prayer, so like they're telling you they're going to church Wednesday evening, but they're also joining the Wednesday morning prayers. You know that some things are going down. Yeah, do you know what I mean? Exactly. And then they're joining like after service, like youth teaching.
It's good. They're going for it. They're going for it. No, they are. And it's true. But
yeah, and I actually hear it. Yeah. It must be hard. But do you know what? I find it like really brave. Because like you said, like when you were at the first stage of it, it was kind of like, you can't leave.
Yeah.
Like, what will people say? And even though it's like, in hindsight, we don't care what people say. But at the same time, you kind of do.
We do. And do I think it's very normal. You shouldn't beat yourself up about it. It's very normal to think like, oh my God, what will people say?
Yeah, how's it going to look? Like, how's it going to look? What's the perception going to be?
Especially with what I do. I'm someone who talks about sex and relationships and I got engaged and there was already like a hoo-ha about it when I first got engaged. I was told that, you know, that I got engaged to myself. Rita, you met him. You actually met him.
He was a real person. I just can't believe that.
You met him. I was just like, if you were around me, you would have met him. I guess because I didn't post him. You know what they say? If it's not on the gram, then it don't exist. Yeah. But guys, the internet is not real. Like,
but what kind of insanity is that though? For them to
I've known since I was 16. But that's the thing as well. I had to like be like, do you know what? You're hyper visible, but there's real celebrities that are really dealing with real naysayers. Not that it makes your situation like any less hurtful, but it could be a lot worse.
It could be.
And at the end of the day, I was just like, I don't care about even the people who hate me. They were going to hate me regardless. I could have walked down the aisle in a white dress.
They would have said
that my dress is somehow. They would have said
you shouldn't be wearing white. Well, because she talks about sex
because
online.
She's not a virgin. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. There would have been something.
Yeah. Which is so strange. Like,
so strange.
Being hyper visible is just so interesting because it's like, why do you guys care so much?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I'm just like,
no, I get why they care. I'm not going to lie. Like, I love gossip as much as Wendy Williams. Do you get it?
But
I'm not going to bully you. Yeah. Why? I'm not going to come online.
Why do you care enough to comment? Say it? Why don't you be normal?
Yeah, go to your group chat.
Go to your group chat.
Like we all do.
If you don't like me, it's completely fine. If you think I'm the least funny person you've ever met in your entire life, that is fine.
Absolutely.
Go to your group chat.
Absolutely.
Do you know what I mean? And like, it's kind of like if you're watching a TV show, and you don't like it, you just skip it.
Absolutely.
Why can't you skip our content?
I mean, that's the thing though. People can't skip it because we everywhere sometimes. Like, do you know what I mean? Go to TikTok, you might be there. You go to Instagram, you go to, you know, you might be on the explore page of Instagram, Twitter, you know, Twitter fucks up your algorithm, so you just might see them.
Yeah,
but there are ways around it. You can still be muting and stuff.
Yeah,
but
man, just don't like it and just move on. Exactly. But like I said, man, I think it was mad brave for you to be like, look, it's not for me. I'm going to do what's right for me.
Absolutely.
I want to do what makes me happy.
Absolutely.
And I'm going to walk away from this.
Literally.
And that's the end of that.
That was the end of that.
Mean?
Absolutely.
Man, I love this. So how are you navigating life now?
Navigating life. So I'm dating. I was doing my dating series, actually.
How's it going?
Well.
What's the tea?
What is the tea with dating? Yeah. I can't believe this is what you've been dealing with. I thought that was different because I was going to get me one Americana. They're all showing me Pepe. Nah, man. Streets is rough.
Are you not enjoying it?
Not that I'm not enjoying it. It's just like, I feel like I'm learning the ropes all over again. Because I was so used to like giving people like dating advice. But giving dating advice is different from experiencing the dating advice.
Yeah.
Especially because I feel like even for as long as you know me, I've always been in a relationship.
Yeah.
Before I got engaged, I was with my ex and we were together for like on and off for like 8 years. And before that I was in a relationship. So I've never ever truly been single for like maybe more than 2 years.
Wow.
So even when I'm telling my sister like my dating woes, she's just like, babe, you're just single and dating. This is what's being single what and dating like, is. And I'm just like, no, this is not my story.
What's been like your biggest like shock? Because what I find about dating now that is just so different from when we were younger is that people aren't as, I feel like, okay, so when I was younger, if you go out, and you give your number, you guys are definitely going to be talking. There's going to be a bit of consistency. You're at least going to go out. And there's a little bit more of a, like some sort of excitement. What I find now is that you would meet someone, but because there's so many options, you can take, maybe you take 2 days to reply, for example, because you're busy. I don't know you. So you might not be my priority, but it's taken so personally. And you're just like, just because I didn't text you back in 2 days does not mean that I don't like you. It just means that like
actually
you
no, if you take
working.
Two, no, I'm not gonna lie. If you take 2 days to reply to
really?
Me, if it's like on the dating app and you take 2 days, as soon as I give you my number, you need to like work out whether you've got a week as to, you know, figure out whether you want to see me or not. Yeah. And if you don't, then I'm just going to... And sometimes even before a week, I get disinterested.
No, I need to see you quickly. Like, yeah, once we started talking. But I feel like... I don't know if it's age.
Every 2 days.
I feel like age... When I really like you, then I want a text all the time.
Yeah, of course.
But see, in the early stage, when I'm just literally getting to know you, I don't even know if I like you yet.
Yeah.
I don't know if you like me. Mm. I don't really gauge in the early stage if you're texting me every day whether you like me or not. Yeah. Like, that doesn't... tell me whether you like me or not. Because I feel like you can be bored and be texting.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't take effort to text.
It's true.
What's going to tell me that you like me is you basically saying, hey, I really want to take you out. I don't want to just be talking on the phone. Do you know what I mean? Like, action.
Absolutely.
You could text me every day doing that pen pal.
True.
That doesn't mean you like me.
That pen pal business actually gives me the ick. My friend's been telling me stories about pen pals. I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, I don't have the energy for that. That doesn't tell me that you like me at all. Like, the texting every day thing. And also, I do think that texting creates like a false sense of intimacy.
It does.
Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And I'm over it.
Yeah.
In fact, don't text me.
Yeah.
Because I can be texting someone every day and suddenly when they don't, and that's what happens. Like, if in the beginning we're texting every day, blah, 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 blah. Now when they don't, that's when the knots in my stomach start. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I start feeling anxious. Yep. And I just don't think that's right.
See, that happened to me once. I started, like, I was feeling anxious with this guy to the point I started pooing. I know it was really bad. It was really bad. When I get really, listen, when I talk about anxiety, people think I'm joking. My anxiety makes me shit. Like,
really?
Yes, like nervous poos. It happens all the time. Wow. Okay, not all the time. Let me sound like a right shit off.
I've been shitting all the time.
I fucking hate shitting as well. I do not like it.
Lonnie, what are you even talking about right now?
Don't know. Anyway, so basically, there was this one guy I was talking to, but I was feeling anxious because I said to myself, I'm starting to like him, but I know it's about to end soon because I knew that the story's a lot more complicated. I knew that I was starting to like him, but I knew it weren't going to go nowhere. And that's what was annoying me because I was just like, I actually like kicking it with you, but I know it's not going to go nowhere and it's annoying. And as soon as I started doing my business, like we both agreed to like call it quits and I knew it was coming anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think, I'm trying to think of like the dating issues I've had. Like,
yeah, like what's been something that's like surprised you that you're like, whoa, this is crazy.
You stop seeing each other and they still want to send you memes. What is that about? If you don't want to see me, that's fine. But to think that you can now graduate to friendship, well, be a da. Like, are you crazy?
That actually, it's weird because when I was younger, I was like, miss, friendship. Oh yeah, I can be friends with someone I used to see. See, when I really liked someone, like actually liked them, the idea of being their friend and just their friend made me feel physically sick. Because I was like, what do you mean? I want you to be my lover.
Yeah.
You're saying that we should be friends.
Right.
Lover. Friends. Like, what am I going to do? Like, okay, so now we go from lovers to friends or like potential lovers to friends.
Mm-hmm.
And now you start dating someone.
Right.
And now you want to tell me about it.
And I'm supposed to be like all cool about it.
Or now you even want to ask me, oh yeah, I'm thinking of taking her to a restaurant. What's that restaurant that you like again?
We're going to be sick.
Okay. No. Do you just want to kill me then?
Yeah.
Like, no. It's like being Beyonce. You know, Beyonce, like, and now what are you going
to,
what's that?
What are you going to say to at my funeral now that you've killed me?
Because now you're asking me to recommend a restaurant for you and your new lover to go on. Because I'm now your friend. Please, wrap it up.
No, I had to block him. I had to block.
Oh, you blocked him?
Yeah. I blocked him because I was just thinking to myself, like, if we're not doing anything more and this is just not going anywhere, that's absolutely fine. But what you're not going to do is be sending me videos. Like, I just think it's... And do you know what he'd do? He'd send me videos and then I'd reply like, oh yeah. Because I was just like, I'm just thinking to myself, okay, don't be rude.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because I am rude. So I was just thinking to myself, let me just be polite. So I'd reply and then he wouldn't say anything. Then a couple of days later, another meme. I'm just thinking, right, you're losing.
No, what the fuck do you think this is? That would actually piss me off.
I blocked him. I said, you're actually mad. And I think, you know, like on your MacBook, right? You know, iMessages come through.
Yeah.
And I think he sent me another one, but it didn't deliver to my phone, but it delivered to my my MacBook. Yeah. So I saw it and I was so angry. I think I deleted the thread. Just like, stop fucking sending me shit. Are you crazy? Like, what the hell?
That is so annoying.
I don't want friendship with you. Like, if friendship happens organically where we see each other out all the time and it's just like we're constantly bumping into each other and it makes sense for it to happen organically, then cool. Stop sending me fucking memes. Are you mad? Like, what are you doing? Like, and I also feel like, tell me if I'm wrong. I feel like it's a way to see if you still have accessibility. Like, is she gonna have it? Is she gonna be like, how much does she still like me? Mm. How responsive is she gonna be? I don't like anyone that much.
Yeah,
I don't care if I have a crush on you. Yeah, the crush will vanish soon. It will go. Give it's me time. Going Give to me evaporate. Time. Yeah. It will evaporate. Yeah. Let me just make sure outside, out of mind, it will go.
100%. Yeah. Like, I have to like break it down in my brain and be like, this person does not like you.
Yeah.
Get over it. Because sometimes it's your imagination.
Now, I'll be telling ChatGPT sometimes.
Yeah. What do you mean?
I will screenshot the conversation and send it to ChatGPT. What does this mean? And then they'll tell me, like, this person seems interested in you. They've obviously asked you out. So, you know, things want to... Yeah, I'll be asking ChatGPT sometimes. Yeah, and I can't be disturbing my friends all the time. Because my friends will tell me what I want to hear. ChatGPT don't care.
That is... What? What the hell?
I've done it once. Yeah, it was funny.
I've never in my life thought to do that.
I know, but do you know what it is? I just got introduced to ChatGPT, so I've been having a whale of a time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, so it is actually good. Yeah. It is actually good. Like, when we came on the show...
I'm a year behind. Yeah.
Yeah, because when we came on the show, maybe like early, so like months ago.
Yeah.
And she was like, before she sends a text, like if there's like a confrontation or whatever and she's upset about something, she will ask ChatGPT what's a good way that I can express how I feel without being rude?
Yeah, I do that. Or I'll say, are my feelings valid? I've done it before.
Wow.
Yeah, I've done it before. But the thing is, I'm new to the app and I just find it so crazy and bizarre.
That's so crazy.
I've been on my email game as well lately because of ChatGPT. That's my little assistant. Honestly, I'm just like, why didn't people tell me about this before?
I need to actually try it. Like, the only thing
Have you ever used it?
No, I used it. Okay. So I was saying in the last week's episode that basically I typed in like what my dream life is, mm-hmm. da, 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 da. And then I asked ChatGPT, what is a day in a life in my dream life?
Yeah.
And it basically like types out my dream life and a day in my life with everything I said
I'ma
that I
do
wanted.
That one
and
next.
It was like the most amazing, like honestly,
yeah.
You read it and you're like, it just like made me believe I could have that life. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I really
and
like
you can. What do you mean made
it.
Me believe?
Yeah,
you
yeah,
can.
Yeah. But do you know what I mean? I can and I will. Amen.
Amen.
But like it was nice to see it like written out because I was like, oh, wow. Do you know what I mean? Like this is, you know? Mm. So it was just a crazy experience. And I was just like, I didn't want to put everything because I'm still like,
we don't know what you're doing with this information.
This computer, I don't know. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, we watch an episode of Black Mirror and ChatGPT turns against you.
Right.
And all of a sudden, knows all of your secrets.
Oh, wait, you need to pitch that.
Could you imagine?
You need to pitch that to Netflix.
Could you actually imagine?
Be crazy.
Can you imagine ChatGPT being against you?
It could happen. Or it decides to like spill your tea. Be like, look what your favorite's asking me.
It's like a virus.
Oh my God, it's
imagine
true.
Imagine it was a ChatGPT virus.
I know, it could happen.
And it just starts downloading.
Yeah, watch. They're going to start making us pay for it soon anyway.
No,
because,
they have to.
Yeah,
they
because
it's
honestly,
too good.
It's too good.
It's too good. It's too good.
Yeah, for real. Mm.
I love that you're, this timer.
Yes. It's
I love that you're actually back outside though and just like,
yeah,
giving it all a go.
I'm trying. I am. I know. And I think it will make great content as well.
You're going to actually document like all of... I know you started one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you're going to like... How long are you going to do it for?
I don't even know. Not even till I meet someone. Maybe till I'm tired. Mm. Or I don't know. But I do want to do a couple. Maybe I'll do like 4 or 5. Or maybe 6. Who knows? I don't know.
But are you dating to like... Because you want to meet someone and settle down? Or
no,
you're dating to have
no.
fun?
I'm literally... I think how I described it is like I'm just dating because I just want to enjoy the getting to know you and just chilling. Like, I'm not looking for anything serious. Mm-hmm. And it feels... I know other people find it weird to hear. I know when I want to start looking for something serious, but I think I genuinely owe myself a break because what I experienced in that relationship, even though I'm all ha-ha and joke, it was serious.
Yeah.
Like, those were my real feelings.
Yeah.
Those were real tears.
Yeah.
That was a big ring, a beautiful ring.
Did you give it back?
No. Girl, you know me. You even know better to ask that. Did I give the ring back?
So you still have it?
Do you know what's funny is that it was always a hypothetical question that I'd ask. Mm-hmm. You know me, I'm the type of, would you love him if I was a worm?
If it didn't work out,
would you want the ring back? And he always said no. And even if he says yes, I'm not giving the ring back.
So you just kept it, you look at it, or you're going to sell it?
I don't know yet. Mm-hmm. I don't actually know yet. It's a pretty ring. That's not a ring you give back.
But then you can't wear it either.
Says who?
I mean, you can on a different
finger. Yeah, on a different finger.
Yeah.
But I don't think I'd do that either, if I'm entirely honest. I could get it remade into something else.
I could sell it.
Could use it to pay... you know, bills for a couple of months. Do you know what I mean? Like, I could use it to do a lot. Like, that's collateral. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. And do you still want to get married?
Yeah, eventually. I think one day I'd like to, but it's not do or die.
Yeah, I feel
like I learned so much from that, you know, I feel like in that relationship, I think I was working, like, even though I like to think I'm so progressive, I think inside of me, I know there's still the Nigerian-ness of you should be married at a certain age, you should have kids at a certain age.
Yeah.
But I think... like everything in life, timelines are different. Everyone's timeline is different.
100%.
You know, yeah, so would 100%. I like it one day? Absolutely. But for now, I think I just owe it to myself to just cool down, take it easy.
Yeah, and you know,
I don't need to jump into anything serious just
and
yet.
I think that's okay. Like, yeah. I think it's okay to be like, you want to take your time
yeah.
and not have those pressure, the pressure on your mind that, oh, by this age, I need to do this.
Yeah.
And it's like, rest.
Yeah, exactly.
It's okay.
Honestly, rest. I mean, don't get twisted. If I end up dating, I find that I meet someone where I'm just like, oh my God, I really like this one. My hope is that right now, and that sounds so crazy to say, but my hope right now is I'm just like, I really just don't want to run into anyone I like that much. I want to marry or, you know, get married and have babies anytime soon. Just want to enjoy. Because I always get robbed. I feel like I've been robbed of it. I felt like I was robbed of it in my 20s.
Yeah.
I feel like I was robbed of it in my last, you know, relationship. And of course, you know, I still have agency because I did partake in those relationships.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
but you know, I just feel like I never really got to be single. Yeah, like, I wish I had my heart broken a couple of times by, you know, other guys. But do you know what I mean? Like, by for experience. And I know heartbreak is serious. It's not a joke. It's not a joke. It's not a joke. It's not a joke.
Heartbreak. Heartbreak. You that you like food, suddenly you don't like food again.
You don't like food again.
You don't like food again.
You don't like food again. And it's crazy because when I was going through my own, I was eating. I was
some
piling.
Some people do the opposite.
Yeah, so. I was piling on the pounds. Yeah. But I think it was also, I don't even think it was even relationship heartbreak that was making me pile on the pounds. I think I was just eating because I was eating. But yeah. But I think now heartbreak, I'm
just like,
let me get my ass in the gym and stuff. Yeah, so picking up new hobbies. I started playing tennis as well.
I love that for you.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Great.
Yes, thank you.
This is great. I love it.
We need to play tennis one day. Do you play?
Yeah, I was learning, you know.
Really?
I was learning, yeah. I wasn't great at it.
Why did you tell me?
But I was really enjoying it.
Oh my God, when?
Yeah. This was last summer.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
Seriously, I don't know if you're allowed to swear on here.
You've been swearing nonstop on
this
show.
Sorry.
Nonstop.
Do you not swear on here? Sorry, I've got a potty mouth, sorry.
Sorry. One time, two time, three time, four time. I'm gonna watch by the edit and say, ah.
Sorry. I need to remember. Can't take me anywhere. But
I was learning it, and it was something that I didn't really like post about, or really, I didn't want to make content about it because I was really trying to do this thing where, like, I just wanted a hobby that was for me.
Yeah,
I felt like I was being really consumed by everything was content related.
Deep. Yeah, that's
and I was
true.
Like, I need something that is just me learning something. Just acting.
Come back. Let's play together.
We need to find an indoor one because
I know.
I think it's one.
David
in...
Lloyd's have got a couple. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Are you as adult as you think you are?
Oh, I'm not. I know I'm not.
Okay.
Yeah, I know I'm not.
I love the honesty.
Yeah, I know I'm not. Okay. I look at myself and I look at my friends sometimes. I'm just like,
well, yeah. Okay.
I'm just like, mentally, I feel like I'm still 25.
Yeah. But this is adulthood according to me. So I'm going to ask you a few questions.
Ooh, okay.
I'm just going to see how adult you are.
Ooh, I love this. Okay?
Do you have a coffee machine?
No, I don't like coffee though. I hate coffee. People that drink it, yeah, try him.
What?
No, do not like coffee. Wow. Do not like coffee at all. I like tea. I love tea.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you eat avocados?
No, I'm not an avocado babe. I think I've only tried enough. Have I even tried an avocado? I was going to say once. I haven't even had an avocado in my life.
No.
Yeah, but I do eat a lot of fruit and veg.
Okay.
But avocado,
okay.
No.
Okay. Do you know where all your socks are?
Yes, I do. Okay. I do.
Okay. Do you buy your stuff in bulk or do you buy it as it finishes? So let's say like milk. Do you wait for the milk to finish or do you just have milk ready?
Oh, no, I wait for it to finish. Oh. Yeah, see, it's not giving adult, is it?
It's not giving adult. You're going to want the milk.
Exactly. But sometimes when I buy milk, it goes off. So okay. I'm just like, do I want it or not?
Or oat milk or soy milk?
No. I use semi-skimmed milk. Oh. Yeah, it's not giving adult, is it?
Wow.
It's not
even on the still the cow milk.
I know exactly, but I don't drink cow milk that regularly either. Like,
I don't drink it at all.
Yeah, and that's actually good. Yeah. I'm still waiting for someone to give me a good recommendation of what milk I should try.
Okay.
Because child, as you get older, that milk don't.
It's not good.
No good for your stomach.
What it does to your stomach. Mm-hmm. It's not good.
It's not cute.
Okay. Do you have a printer?
No. Printer for what? What would I need a printer for? What would you? What have I ever needed to print? What have
sometimes
you ever
you
needed?
Documents. So they'd be like, okay, print this off.
Nah, I can't remember the last time I ever needed a document.
Last time I needed a document.
Like, print it off.
Wow, you're just okay. This adult
is it's not adult in.
What are your views on life insurance? She doesn't have
Mia,
it.
Please don't shut me out.
She doesn't have it. Doesn't
I don't have it.
It.
I don't. It. Do you?
Do you have income? Income support. Not income.
Income support.
Support.
What is in government?
Income protection. Do you have
income protection?
Do you have income protection?
Didn't know that was a thing. What's that? What is it?
Income protection is basically something that you have. So let's just say, like, God forbid, you're not feeling well, or you can't work for a while, you injured yourself. It protects your income, and they'll still give you money. So you're paying to keep your money, essentially.
So if you're not working for some time.
Yeah, and then they will give you money.
Oh, child. To support you. Now you're giving me something to go do when I get home to go look into. Thank you.
Do you have a dishwasher?
Yeah, I've got a dishwasher. Okay. Came with a flat, though.
We thank God she's something. Do you know the settings on a dishwasher?
I press one button, throw the dish thingy majig in, and close it. But I also like to wash by hand as well. It's the Nigerian in me. Hand sometimes washer. I be hand washing. Like, yeah. I'm just like, ugh, dishwashing is long. Let me just hand wash. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, God. You're not. I'm really not an adult.
Is it not given 25?
It's given 21. It's given 21.
I told you, I am just literally cruising.
Okay. You got some questions right. And for that reason, I've got you a gift.
Okay. Really? Yeah. Oh, my God. A gift? I still owe you a drink. What is that?
Tap off toothpicks. Have you ever been at home and you're eating meat and then meat gets stuck in your teeth and you think, oh, wow, I wish I had a toothpick to take the meat out of my teeth? Introducing a pack of four toothpicks, multicolor toothpicks. A gift for Lonnie.
Thank you so much. Use it for my suya. All my cocktails. They'll be good for cocktails as well. Thank you. Appreciate it.
It's the fact that she actually is holding the gift for so much.
I love it. Hey, please, you help me. I'll even give some to my mum, party favour.
Okay, guys, we have come to the end of the show. Aloni, thank you so much.
Thank you for having
me. For joining me.
This was so much fun, honestly.
No, thank you for the gist was sweet. I really enjoyed it. It was very, very good. Guys, you know the vibes. Please make sure you share, like, subscribe, tell a friend to tell a friend. I don't want to be your secret lover. Do you get it? Like, I want to be your main thing. So let people know about the show. And you also know how this goes, okay? If you didn't like my co-host today, please don't use that as an excuse to not come back. She will not be here next week, okay? She will not be here. Please come back. If you didn't enjoy her, it's okay. She will not be back. But as usual, please let me know your thoughts. Thank you so much for watching. Thank you so much for listening. And if you are listening and you rate the show, rate it 5 stars, please. If it's less than 5 stars, keep your ratings to yourself. Keep it in the group chat, okay? Yeah? Yeah? Love you guys. Bye. Mwah.